The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So for this morning's meditation, I wanted to see if I can make a distinction that'd be useful for you to consider during the meditation. And that is that there are different forms of thinking, different levels of thinking, and that the most common place where people get in trouble with their thinking is that a form of thinking that's often called discursive thinking. It's the thinking where we tell ourselves stories, where we're actively having a conversation with people, a conversation with ourselves, and it's often a place that's easily fueled by our emotions. So if there's anxiety and worry, it will fuel the discursive storytelling mind. And below that, I think of it deeper down inside, there's a quieter form of thinking that is not so much telling stories, that is closer to where wisdom resides, understanding resides. And it tends to have a much simpler relationship to what's happening in the immediate present. It doesn't tell a story about it, is not involved with a lot of discursive judgments and commentary. It's a place where there's not as much social conditioning from our life experience, our family, our society, internalized voices from our society and people and family. It's a place that tends to be quieter, more peaceful, and where more of our wisdom resides. It's where a more deeper understanding surfaces in that quieter kind of thinking. So as you meditate today, you might consider that, yes, we're letting go of discursive thinking, but that doesn't mean you have to let go of all thinking. The advantage of letting go of discursive thinking is that you can then start listening or sensing, feeling, listening, seeing. This deeper layer, deeper place where thinking can reside. And then we have more access to our own wisdom as well. So to start this sitting, you can... just now I realized I welcomed you to Monday morning. I've been away from up in the mountains, so today's Sunday morning, and not 7 a.m., and it's 9:30 now in California, so... It takes me a while to get back from the mountains where I was at. So so to do this meditation, then take a posture for meditation that you believe expresses both a feeling of dignity for yourself and also a posture that you associate or you can imagine you can use to tap into what is wisest in you, a place where there is no agitation, perhaps, that exists below the level of agitation that you might have. And to gently close your eyes and to take a few moments just to notice how you are right now. Notice if you are agitated or quiet, if you are settled or unsettled, if there's a lot of thinking or not so much thinking. And then within how you are, allowing yourself to be the way you are, take a few gentle, long, deep breaths. Gentle, so it's not taxing to do it. Just enough to breathe in deeply so there can be a feeling of maybe physical intimacy with your body from the inside. as the lungs expand, the stretching and the opening of the chest. As you exhale, to exhale more deeply into the middle of how you are now. Maybe not so much to let go of anything, but to settle in the heart, in the middle of who you are, how you are, your experience now. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And if you notice there's any tension or pressure, physical agitation connected to breathing, connected to thinking, as you exhale, you might soften and relax what I call the thinking muscle. Softening behind the eyes and between the temples and the brain, in the face. Maybe as you exhale, softening in the shoulders. And letting the belly relax, soften, releasing the belly from any clenching, a melting of the belly. And softening around the heart, perhaps a melting of the hardness, stiffness around the heart. And now as you exhale, maybe you can let go of your discursive thinking. Any ways that you're having a conversation in your head. Or instead of letting go, softening, quieting that voice. Or if you think in images, quieting, stilling the images a bit. And if you can quiet your discursive thinking, perhaps the quieter, deeper thinking of wisdom, deeper thinking that arises more spontaneously, that has maybe less agitation, can be very quiet thoughts of recognition of what's happening as you breathe, as you sit here. Maybe they're simple thoughts or images which are not even sentences. Maybe they're not even words. Maybe it's a quiet knowing. Quiet knowing of body breathing. a quiet knowing of a body with all its sensations. A quiet knowing of a place within that's not agitated, that's calm and peaceful. Maybe that's a foundation underneath the agitation, if there is some. And as you sit for this meditation, keep settling in to the quiet thinking, the quiet knowing that is intimate and connected to what's happening here, the immediacy of now. If you find yourself wandering off in discursive thoughts and fully engaged in conversations in your head, notice how that's a kind of a alienation, a kind of pulling away from a deeper connection to self. So kind of the more we're in discursive thought, there's less in touch with what we are, with the depth of ourselves. And when wisdom thinking is happening, mindful thinking is happening, deep, quiet, place of knowing, you know you're thinking, you know you're there, because you can know that you're not wandering off. You know you're not lost in thought. You're connected here, one breath at a time, with the inhale, with the exhale, and any simple deeper knowing that comes with that. Some of the deepest places of knowing, of thinking, are not places that are reacting to anything. It's just a simple knowing, a calmness, a peacefulness, about or with whatever is happening. the deep, quiet place of thinking does not need to be perfect, does not need things to be ideal or just right. Deep place, wellspring of knowing, is content just to know how it is. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, when there's the obligation to be compassionate, the feeling of responsibility to be loving or kind, that tends to be associated with a discursive thought, a thinking that has stories and ideas and complicated concepts. In the place of where wisdom arises, quiet thinking of the present moment, compassion and care and kindness can also arise, but not as an obligation, but just because it is there. Especially when we encounter the suffering of the world. And to allow your compassion, your care, your kindness, even your love, to spill out from the depths of your heart and spill and flow out into this world. And to let your care reach out to touch the people who are struggling with fire, illness, COVID-19, death and dying, poverty and homelessness and economic distress. May it be that our care flows outwards, so our compassion is broad enough to include them. And may it be that our practice, may it be that our lives are practiced and lived for the welfare and happiness of others. May it be that we work for the betterment, the welfare of all beings everywhere. Being content to do it where it's most natural for us to do it. Doing it in the simple, ordinary activities of our day, even. Or doing it in big ways that changes the world. Whatever door opens for you, the next door for your care. The place of deep wisdom is content for whatever that door might be. That is a door, the next door, for your compassion. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be safe. May all beings be happy.